reading from the first letter of St. John. Beloved, who indeed is the victor over the world, but the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is the one who came through water and blood, Jesus Christ, not by water alone, but by water and blood. The Spirit is the one who testifies, and the Spirit is truth. So there are three who testify, the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And the three are of one accord. If we accept human testimony, the testimony of God is surely greater. Now the testimony of God is this, that he has testified on behalf of his Son. Whoever believes in the Son of God has this testimony within himself. Whoever does not believe God has made God a liar by not believing the testimony God has given about his Son. And this is the testimony. God gave us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Whoever possesses the Son has life. Whoever does not possess the Son of God does not have life. I write these things to you so that you may know that you have eternal life, you who believe in the name of the Son of God. The Word of the Lord. On their way to religious formation classes, the little second grade girl asked her mother, "Why did Jesus get to be such a big deal anyway?" Stymied for an answer, the mother replied, "Because he was a really, really good guy." While it's true that Jesus was a really, really good guy, that is simply not enough for us to place our faith in him. For aren't there plenty of other really, really good people out there in whom we have not placed our faith and our hope for something more in our lives? So why is Jesus such a big deal anyway? The writer from the letter of St. John tells us clearly and distinctly, because Jesus is the Son of God, and in him we have been given eternal life. That is the testimony that God has given. It is the testimony that has been handed on to us down through the ages. It is the testimony we, as his disciples and as faith-filled believers, are called to hand on as well. Jesus is a big deal because he is the Son of God. Born of a woman who gave her yes and was overshadowed by the Holy Spirit, God chose to become human. He chose to become one of us, to know our joys and our pains, to live our celebrations and our sufferings. It is this gift of the incarnation that we celebrate at Christmas. So simple and yet beyond profound. Somehow, though, we have allowed the glitz and glitter of lights and gifts, shopping, parties, and family gatherings, all good and wonderful in and of themselves, to overshadow the whole purpose for our celebrating Christmas. We are no longer alone. Emmanuel, God is with us. Jesus is a big deal because in him we have been given eternal life. In becoming human, God in Jesus showed us the depth of his love for us in the way he responded to those in need, in his healing of those broken in mind and body, in his raising up to full life and personhood those who are bowed down by infirmity and oppression. Ultimately, the depth of his love was shown in his willingness to suffer and die for us. Because of his free choice to endure the cross, God raised him up. Jesus is a big deal because he broke through the chains of death and gave us a share in eternal life. Jesus is a big deal because he has given us the gift of his Spirit, which is at work in us, the people of God, the church. Not only did God desire to become one of us, God desires to still be one with us, and that happens through the sharing of his life in the Holy Spirit. Through our baptism, we are made one with Jesus and one with each other. We are called to live like him, loving God and loving others as our sisters and brothers in Christ. We know it's not something we can do of our own accord, but it is something that we can do if we live in the Spirit of Christ. This takes trust. It takes faith. It takes belief in the name of Jesus Christ, who is the Son of God. The season of Christmas draws to a close this Sunday as we celebrate the baptism of the Lord. We are challenged in the remaining days of this holy season to consider and proclaim in our lives why it is that Jesus is such a big deal anyway.